This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to ENN on this Friday evening on the Michael Kay Show. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Do you like to grab a lot of people's butts?
And good evening to Don.
Peter, did I ever grab you?
And Michael.
You're a pinhead, John.
And Michael again.
Small head.
And lastly, Michael.
I'd clip him.
Now, we'd also be remiss. That was about me, by the way. We'd be remiss if we didn't say hello to the lovely Joe in Staten Island.
I'm not crazy about Rosenberg.
What else?
You are an obnoxious human being.
What else?
The first thing you're doing is existing.
And lastly?
You have no respect for senior citizens or elderly people.
All great points.
He's a bad, bad guy, and you're
great
a bad guy for defending him. You're even worse. You're worse than Joe, actually. Well, the Nets dominated the Lakers last night. Now, the Lakers were without Anthony Davis, but the Nets were without Kevin Durant. Let's hear Tim Legler on DCR earlier. He believes the Nets are the favorites to win the East.
Right now, I look at teams like Philly. I look at Milwaukee. You know, I look at a team like Miami, and you say, is that really going to be enough to deal with this? And my answer is no. And all of those teams have their own issues. Even at their best, they're incomplete. If the Brooklyn Nets play their best, there is no hole. And so that's why, yeah, clearly to me, they're rounding into a team now that you look at and say, not only can they get to the finals, that's a team that's going to win an NBA championship. If they continue to stay healthy, share the basketball, and just give me maximum sustained effort defensively, it's a wrap for me in the Eastern Conference. It really is. I just don't think these other teams have enough firepower.
I don't think their effort's going to be called into question. These guys want it. They have something to prove. I think year two, after they win a championship, then you might have egos come into play. Right now, they're putting it all on the line, and I think that they are a formidable team, really formidable.
They're going to be very tough, and I'll tell you what, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Lakers and Anthony Davis and whether he gets it together by the time we head towards the playoffs, because if he's not 100%, if they don't have AD and LeBron at 100%, it's going to be very tough. But I'd also like to see this Brooklyn team get it together and play a handful of games in a row with the full complement of the big three, which they haven't really done much yet. But man, Harden's good. And boy, is Kyrie good. I would say maybe of what we've seen so far, even though his availability has been limited, I may be the most pleasantly surprised with Kyrie. Like, you know exactly what you're going to get with Jim. No, maybe it's with KD. Because KD coming off the injury, I don't think anyone would have predicted he'd be in an MVP-like level when he is playing. And KD looks tremendous. How long is he out for?
They're all so good in different ways. I mean, it's hard to put one over the other. I think clearly talent-wise and because of his size, you know, Durant's the best of the three. But, I mean, they all are extraordinary at what they do. I mean, we talk about it. Just to even be in a conversation that these could be the three best players ever put together on a team in NBA history. I'm not saying they are, but they're in the discussion.
Oh,
that's how
are.
Special what we're seeing.
No, they're in the discussion. It's debatable, but they're into discussion. I mean, just look what they're doing.
Yeah, there's. I think that it's them and Golden State to me. That's the conversation. It's hard to pick because the Golden State one, A, has Kevin Durant in it also, and Steph is so iconic. But man, I'll put it this way: if you're playing Madden or whatever the 2K, the ratings on all these guys, you're talking about the highest level of players down the board.
The only thing that puts the Brooklyn team ahead of Golden State, Klay Thompson is great, but he's not at the level, I think, of the other five.
But he had defense, though.
No, I get it. I'd want him on my team, but is he an iconic all-timer? The five other guys.
Great, but that's fair.
The four other guys, because comparing Durant twice, but those are all iconic all-timers.
Yeah, Klay is iconic in the context of that Warriors team. Isolated, though, he's not iconic in the way the other ones are. He's part of that lore that forever will be Steph and Klay, Splash Brothers. Like, they will forever have their thing. But I hear what you're saying. Anthony Davis is going to be has been reevaluated. He's going to be out for 4 weeks. That is a new time period in estimation. That includes the rehab needed for a strained calf and
tendonitis.
No. Tendinosis, it says. Sorry. I Michael, that's why I got held up like that, because I'm thinking tendonitis. No.
You know what scares me about this prognosis or diagnosis?
And real quick, it's strained calf and tendinosis in his right Achilles.
That's exactly what Durant had before he blew his Achilles out.
Same thing.
Remember, it was his calf injury? Calf injury.
Yep.
And then he goes out. His calf was supposedly better, and then boom, he blew out his Achilles. It's all connected, but I hope that's not the case here.
Oof, that's scary, though, because you're right. They all work in conjunction together, so.
Remember Schoolhouse Rock, Don? Conjunction Junction?
Oh, sure.
What's your function?
Mm-hmm. And I'm just a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
So, a website called Top-Rated Casinos in the UK says they've researched who the most trolled players in the NBA are.
All right.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the top 6 trolled players in the NBA on Twitter.
I would think LeBron is.
LeBron is in there. LeBron is at is in fifth, 4th place.
Hmm.
James Harden?
Jim is not in here. However, the other two members of the big three are.
So Kyrie, definitely.
And by the way, so LeBron, 22% of tweets mentioning him are coming at him in a negative way. Kyrie, 20.7% of tweets come at him negatively. Kevin Durant, 21%. There's one player who Andrew loves who you have to imagine would be in this group.
God hates me.
Embiid, right?
That's right, 22%. Russell Westbrook, 24.5%. And this surprised me. Number one, 27.9% of the mentions sent to this former MVP has a negative tone. Steph Curry.
You know who they send this to? I mean, people troll people that are great at what they do, seem like they have a happy life, and people want to bring them down. That's who gets trolled in this world.
It's right, and Steph does seem like he has such a great life. His kids are so cute, his
handsome
wife.
Handsome guy, great player.
He's special. Special, special, special. Now, Adam Silver was on the jump. He's confident in the league's ability to pull off the All-Star game this year.
I don't think it'll be that difficult because our event will not be open to the public. We'll have a small number of fans representing HBCUs, which was part of our announcement, Historically Black Colleges and Universities. It was actually Chris Paul's idea to sort of center on those schools and focus attention and resources on that school, plus COVID equity issues in the country. There'll be, you know, roughly 1,000 people representing those institutions, but there will not be tickets open to the public. And I actually agree with the mayor of Atlanta. We don't want people to gather for events around this All-Star. There will be absolutely no social functions in Atlanta, no ticketed events, no parties. It is a made-for-television event at this point, and it's largely in Atlanta because that's where Turner Sports is located, who host this event. And of course, we have the Hawks and a state-of-the-art arena in State Farm, but that's why we're there, and so we agree with the mayor.
I'll tell you what, I have mixed feelings about them doing it in terms of just the players and it being unfair to have these expectations for players with how much they're already sacrificing. However, Andrew and I spoke about this the other day. Selfishly, I am thrilled. I am here to watch an all-star set. A combined all-star event where they have everything in one night, it's going to be tremendous.
It's also a little disingenuous to hammer the NBA while they're doing this for the money. The only reason anybody's playing right now is for money.
True.
Not for any altruistic sense. I mean, should they be playing NCAA basketball? Should they be playing hockey? Should they be playing anything? No. In a world where you don't want people to get sick, they probably shouldn't be. They're doing it for the money.
No, I understand that. But, you know, you want to get back to normalcy. So you get the season together. But obviously you're doing it under an abundance of caution, right? Everybody that's playing right now, but especially the NBA and the NHL, right? Because we've seen a lot of games canceled because of COVID. We've seen a lot of players still getting it during the course of the season. And look what happened to the Devils. 19 different players in protocol. A lot of those 19 actually had the virus. So why are you adding an extra layer when every other time you're trying to be cautious? All right, so we understand that you're doing the season, but part of making sure you can finish the season is not creating something that can end up being an obstacle to you finishing the season. Hey, I'm just as critical of the NHL. They're going to Lake Tahoe this weekend. Tomorrow is going to be Vegas against Colorado. Colorado just came off of COVID protocol. And then Sunday is going to be Boston and Philly. Philly, the six players not going because of the COVID situation. So half of the teams that are going to Lake Tahoe, it's going to be a great event. I'm looking at pictures of it. It's gorgeous there. It's going to be great outdoor games. But they're obviously doing it because, you know, NBC probably wants the ratings and they want to help them out. But I'm thinking to myself, do you really need to have the Flyers and the Avalanche go through this after they just had regular season games postponed just 5 minutes ago? So you want to finish this season, so why are you putting up obstacles when you already have a bunch to hurdle that aren't your fault? So I look at both leagues and say, is it really necessary?
Well, we'll find out in a couple of weeks because it is happening in Atlanta for the NBA. Saquon Barkley has spoken on his return to the league in 2021 and proving to everybody that he's the same player that he was. He said, quote, he was on with Mike Tyson, actually, on the Hot Boxing podcast. Said, quote, when I hurt my knees, I'm not going to lie, that's probably the weakest moment of my life, especially those first few days. I just couldn't control myself crying. Why me? Why me? Why me? On the third day, it just hit, and it was just like, so what? Now what? This is a saying that Coach Burns always telling me. It happens, so like you said, adversity makes the weak weaker and the strong stronger. You have to pick and choose what side you want to be on. Hope Saquon's back to full strength.
No, it's got to be so hard to, you know, have your season lost like that. I'm looking forward to seeing him come back.
I mean, we almost forget at this point, because he did sort of struggle a bit before it as well, how special he is at his most special. Like, when Saquon's on it, he really, in some ways to me, he's in a league of his own. But I also understand Michael's point that he does a lot of running backwards. But when he does catch one of them, I mean, he's not Barry Sanders, but he's Barry and Jace.
The thing is that when everything comes together, if they can figure out this offensive line, if the quarterback grows, that explosiveness is going to be exceptionally helpful to this team. Because as steady as at times they were when they were winning those games, Peter, and they beat Seattle, they were efficient, right? They got the first downs, but they weren't explosive. This kid can be explosive. Now, you know, there's all the things to go into. Do you take it that high? Do you pay for it? But in that given moment, who else is really explosive on this offense? I guess Ingram could be if he can hold on to the ball.
Ingram, I think, could be. You hear the way he's talked about, and you see him. I know he can run routes. There are things he does well, but if he could catch the football, Don, he would be in that conversation. I was shocked. Was there a more shocking moment this season than when I found out he was a Pro Bowler?
They were all shocked. But there's talent there. There's no question, but, you know, can't exactly make things happen when the ball's laying next to you.
Well, the thing I don't like is when you're in the middle of the field wide open at the first down marker and it hits you in the face. That's the one.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So how about this? We talked earlier this week about the Steelers and what Kevin Colbert, their GM, said about Ben Roethlisberger. I believe the quote was, Ben Roethlisberger is a Pittsburgh Steeler right now. Well, how about this? We're excited to see what Dwayne can do with us, Kevin Colbert said on Steelers.com about Dwayne Haskins. It didn't work out for him in Washington. We had high grades on Dwayne coming out of Ohio State. He got picked a lot higher than we were able to make that decision. Of course, Haskins comes after being released by Washington for making one bad decision after another off the field, mediocre play on the field, 60% completion percentage, passed for 2,800 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions over 16 appearances over in two seasons for Washington.
I got to tell you, players want to get upset. You know, Draymond Green got upset. You get upset, why does this guy have to do this to a guy who's been on the Steelers forever? Well, what are you playing, games? It doesn't seem like a real cool thing to do to a franchise icon that's won you two Super Bowls. Now, the guy Snead in L.A. does it to Jared Goff. I didn't think that was right either, but Jared Goff doesn't have the stuff in the bank that Ben Roethlisberger does. This is just, it's like every day he's going to say something that insults Ben Roethlisberger. Why are you doing that?
Also, I thought
just
the
do
story-
your business. You don't like him, get rid of him.
I thought the storyline this year was like Roethlisberger coming back from injury, and he kind of changed his ways over the last several years, and he's really become a different guy, and he's a champion. It's this. It's so weird.
It's almost antagonistic, and it's not right.
Well, another day, another goodbye for Andrew Gundling. Do you have some proper music for this moment, Anthony? Andrew? DeSean Jackson has been released by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to my next chapter, Jackson posted on Instagram story before the announcement was official. Philadelphia, it's always love. Appreciate everything. Shout out to you, AG, parentheses, at A. Gunling. Looking forward to the day when we can eat poop together.
I love this guy.
Is that nice or what?
That he would single out Andrew of all the Eagle fans in the world.
It's not fair.
You could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you decided to eat poop with me.
Well, we have audio of an interaction between the two, remember?
We do?
Sure.
Between Andrew and DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, right, Andrew?
No, that was LeSean McCoy.
Oh, got confused.
Yeah. And more What's up, Shady? Andrew.
That's right.
Ben Simmons officially out with an illness tonight against the
Hit
Bulls.
The music again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ben Simmons, part of the number one team in the Eastern Conference, out.
For now.
With an illness.
It's not fair.
Tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The
no, because I've had it.
World champion Chicago Bulls.
Wow. A limited number of fans.
I don't know if that was on purpose, but
it wasn't. But why was it so funny?
I don't know why.
A limited number of fans are to be allowed for the NCAA tournament. Sounds like a great idea.
Six people, I think, they're allowing in.
The NCAA announced that up to 25% with physical distancing will be permitted at all rounds. Guys, can we
just give up? Let's fill it to capacity. Let's really roll the dice. 25%, 10%. Let's throw everybody in there. Let's see.
I'm sorry.
And instead of like cap day or bobblehead, they get vaccine day.
Yeah.
I like it.
Get two tickets in the bleachers for every vaccine.
I got to tell you, though, it's so true. You guys are going to try to pull it off and have this tournament. Just go ahead and don't have anyone there. No.
Have everybody there.
No, but you're being sarcastic. I'm being serious. It doesn't make sense.
It makes sense because of MONY.
So they need to get the 25% worth of ticket sales they can get?
Yeah, it's 25% more than they would have gotten. are 100% more than they would have gotten.
Or how about, okay, fine, then do it in a different way you've ever done it before. Have it at outdoor arenas, multiple courts, like a big outdoor arena.
Ooh. Like Rucker Park.
Right, do it at the Rucker.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. Speaking of
COVID. Or
just
put a bunch of like aircraft carriers out in the Atlantic Ocean.
I like it. On the Intrepid? Like Lex Luger versus Yokozuna.
The Intrepid doesn't really go out on the ocean, Peter.
Whatever. The Toronto Blue Jays will play their first two homestands the regular season at their spring training facility.
Old news.
In Florida.
Yeah,
because
that's
of
a
the
good
Canadian
48
gun.
Hours old.
That's 48 hours old. You should
that
be
was an egg, you wouldn't need it.
And also the Blue Jays announced that a Blue Jay great, Joe Carter, has been added to the Blue Jays lineup this year. They're bringing him back. The 48-year-old is going to give it a try.
That's a lie.
For the Jays.
That's a lie.
Nope. You thought the story was out of date, but you didn't know Joe Carter was coming back, did you? Oh, this is big. Cito Gaston is also.
By the way, he's 60.
Who? I was going to say, Joe Carter's only 48.
He's 60 years old. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run.
That's an opinion.
Is Dave Steeb going to be the opening day starter for Toronto?
Yeah. And Cito Gaston's back as manager. But you know what I say about him? Cito sucks.
What?
Huh?
Why do you say that about Cito Gaston?
You guys don't know Cito sucks?
No, he's won two championships.
Oh, no. Cito sucks was a big thing in Baltimore. Everyone used to wear Cito sucks shirts to Blue Jays Orioles game.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. Them.
God, I know everyone's being really sensitive about my baseball criticism. You know what? Plus the music. I'd like to say an apology. Cito, I know I said earlier Cito sucks, and I know that you were managing at games in Baltimore, at Camden Yards. You saw the shirts. You knew the opinion. But at this moment, I'd like to say I'm sorry. You're a two-time champion, you're a good man, and you deserve better.
Do you know the reason they didn't like him, Peter?
I don't remember even anymore.
Because he didn't bring in Mike Mussina in the All-Star game. He's the only player that didn't come in. I believe that's the reason.
I don't think that's it. I feel like there was something in a big pressure moment between the Blue Jays and the Orioles that was it. But maybe that was it. You certainly would know better than I do.
Something like in that 89 run?
No, we're later. We're talking early 90s. This is because 89 they were still.
89 was probably Bobby Cox, right?
89 they were still in Memorial Stadium. We're talking like 93-4. Lastly, Johnny Damon, former Yankee and Red Sox, has found himself behind bars. After being
this kind of story, let's just call him a former Red Sox.
Former Red Sox, wow. Great. Yes, and Yankee, whatever. Behind bars after driving under the influence. How under the influence? He had a blood alcohol level more than four times the legal limit, they're saying. He was charged with DWI and resisting an officer without violence. By the way, that resisting officer without violence, parentheses, this charge is only for white people in Florida. It says that right there. The 47-year-old played 18 seasons in the big leagues. You know that by now. His wife was also arrested. She got into it with the cop. The cop ordered her to stay in the car. She refused. Ended up getting into a bit of a tussle.
Isn't that an easy way to get shot, by the way?
Well, I don't want to point out.
Stop. But the bottom Davids line look, is, if an officer tells you to stay in the car and you get out, well, you're asking for trouble.
Well, it's amazing how things work out when you have a lot of money. Because, yeah, that situation, you could picture that going a whole lot of different ways. So,
Johnny, again, I said this earlier, I had only pleasant dealings with him when he was at the Yankees. Nice enough guy. Should be ashamed of himself. He should be ashamed of himself.
If this isn't a life-changing experience.
But the stuff on the boat show, that doesn't seem to be a life-changing experience. That's what they do, I guess. They go out and they get loaded. I don't know.
What that
but
guy
that's
say
just,
the show
that's
is
unacceptable. Below deck, is that what it's called?
Below deck.
I'm going to look this up. It comes up for a lot of – there's a lot of YouTube hits for Johnny Damon, Below Deck. Anyways, yeah, I hope you learned something from it because it's pretty terrible. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening. I also want to apologize to Johnny Damon. No, not Johnny Damon. Sorry. To Joe from Staten Island, to Brett Gardner, to Cito Gaston, and to our guest, Mantronix. Not going to have time to get them on ENN today.
Mantronix?
Yeah.
The first thing you're doing is existing.
Thank you, Joe.
Wow. 1-800-919-3776. We'll take some phone calls. We'll talk to Chris Carlin, who's been off, I think, for 3.5 months. So he's back at work today.
Woo!
Right after our show, right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.